The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to Podcorn, the Guardian's daily digest of film news. I'm Henry Barnes and joining me today is Catherine Shord. Catherine, how would you rate this Thursday out of all the Thursdays you've ever lived?
Oh, blimey. Well, the day is quite young, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I suspect top five.
So much potential. Excellent. To the news, Harrison Ford has said he'd like to do another Indiana Jones movie. The 73-year-old star was asked by Entertainment Weekly if he'd like to take up the whip for a fifth time. And Ford said, yeah, I'd love to do another Indiana Jones. Can you do a Harrison Ford impression? I don't know how he talks.
Like this?
Kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
A character that has a history and a potential, kind of a rollicking good movie ride for the audience. That's terrible. Steven Spielberg is the director. What's not to like? Catherine, what's not to like?
No, I think that sounds great.
Yeah?
But I think they should really embrace the oldie thing.
Yeah.
And he should really, really creak.
They tried that a little bit with the Crystal Skull, right? There was a lot of too old for this shit type thing.
Yeah, but then you had Shia LaBeouf. I mean, it's just a mess. But that wasn't directed by Spielberg, was it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can I go back on?
No.
Okay.
But it really wasn't well received, that one, was it? Partly because of, I think people felt that Ford was too old for the role, or he was just kind of going through the motions a little bit.
I think better to have Ford do it than have Chris Pratt do it, which is the alternative.
Yeah.
Much as I like Chris Pratt, I think, you know, all this reinvention thing, it's a little bit, I'm not really on board with it. I think it plays into society's discrimination against the elderly. You know, if you have to, as soon as somebody has got too many bags under their eyes, they have to be junked for Chris Pratt. It seems a bit harsh.
Well, the story's got to move on with them, though, right? That's the point.
Like, yeah, you've but got oldies to make age can still. My dad's 92. You know, he'd had a book launch last night. I haven't told you about this, but you know, they can keep rocking.
Yeah, but has he been through tombs like running away from giant boulders?
Well, he fought against the Nazis in France. So yeah, I mean, there was real life peril.
There's some similarities.
Yeah, so yeah, served you.
Next up, the Writers Guild of America have officially decided which screenplay is officially the funniest, officially, and the winner is Annie Hall. Woody Allen's Oscar winner topped a list of 101 screenplays. Other titles in the top 10 include Doctor Strangelove, Blazing Saddles, and National Lampoon's Animal House. Wayne's World is not even in there, so they might as well have not bothered, in my opinion. But Catherine, I thought maybe you could try and quote from each of the top five films. So ready?
Okay,
at number
ready,
five,
okay,
there
okay.
was Tootsie.
This is One Nutty Hospital.
Airplane.
Shirley.
That's great. Fantastic. Groundhog Day.
Phil Connors.
That's pretty good. And second place was Some Like It Hot.
Nobody's perfect. Oh, no, that's, yeah, no, that's right.
And then I think you might find this one easy, Annie Hall.
What was the one? My grandmother was too busy getting raped by the Cossacks.
This is your favourite film. I thought you'd be a bit kind of quicker on this.
Yeah, no, it's because we discussed this earlier, so yeah. I've lost the freshness.
You've used them all.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good list?
I think it's not bad, actually. I don't think that's a bad list. Yeah, I mean, I prefer a little bit more Preston Sturges up there myself, but it's just me. What about you?
It surprised me how modern a lot of them are. There's things like 40-Year-Old Virgin's quite high up there, a lot of Apatow stuff, which I think, I mean, Apatow is probably a comedy writer, isn't he?
Who voted for it?
It was the whole of the Writers Guild of America.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, all of the members. Huh. So I think somebody like him, very wordy, very, you know, not really based on physical comedy, is probably going to get love from this guild, isn't it?
But I guess so. I mean, it shows a sort of predilection to. I mean, things like Tootsie is a slightly surprising inclusion, quite so high up. But of course, it's a movie about movies,
yeah.
And so again, it sort of plays into the old narrative. But I mean, I'm pleased that they've kind of gone with Woody. I think that's good. You know, backing him, that's good.
And it's a script that still stands up as well. I think, like,
although
keep quoting it to each other.
I guess, but I mean, that was a film that was kind of put together in post-production as well, wasn't it? So it's a bit weird. I mean, I think that script was sort of reassembled after the movie. So, I mean, don't quote me on that. But, again, it's a slightly strange choice, isn't it?
And finally, to The Hollywood Reporter, where a superfan of the Die Hard series has taken out a full-page ad in the trade paper's November 20th edition, pitching Bruce Willis and the producers his idea for a series reboot. Filmmaker Eric D. Wilkinson's plot sees John McClane thrown into the middle of a prison riot after being locked up for a crime he didn't commit. And Wilkinson told Gawker, "People should know this isn't some wacky get-rich scheme. I'm a fan, man. I'm a die-hard, die-hard fan." Catherine, who would you write a full-page ad to, and what would it say?
That's the thing about this job. You don't, luckily, you don't have to. You can just
do it for free. Just,
yeah, that's your job. So, no, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't pay whatever it would be, $50,000 for my own savings to do what I do every day. But no, I mean, to be honest, the weird thing about that was it was completely plausible treatment.
Yeah.
And completely plausible, not just because it was sort of good, but because it was average. It just felt like the kind of thing they'd make. It felt like a way to reboot the series in a way that was just absolutely predictable and dull, I thought, you know.
And therefore probably likely as
well. actually really plausible. And it wasn't too bad. I mean, sometimes those full-page ads by people are just way nutty. Mm. And this was not, you know, it wasn't misspelled. It didn't have weird pictures of them with their tits out. You know,
long, though.
It was a bit long.
Long.
It was a bit long. I don't know, I'm still intrigued by the dominance that Variety and the Hollywood Reporter have in, you know, in print in Hollywood. I mean, Variety doesn't print daily anymore, does it? It only prints once a week. And Hollywood Reporter does that. I mean, it's really interesting, isn't it?
They've still got a prestige, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, and I guess you get news articles off the back of an ad, which is clever. I mean, yeah, really strange little industry, isn't it? But I thought it was quite good.
Yeah. And speaking of print, The Guardian's film and music section is published tomorrow. Catherine, what's in this week's issue?
Well, we have an interview with Michael Fassbender and Kate Winslet and Danny Boyle for Steve Jobs by Steve Rose, with many highbrow, thinky bits in it.
Not many people do that anymore.
Yeah, no, we do, and for various reasons. And we have an interview, very interesting interview, with Phyllis Nagy, who's the screenwriter of Carol, who knew Patricia Highsmith. It's really, really good. And we've got this really crap little interview with Gaspar Noé.
Terrible
by
writer.
Some sort of, dreadful sort of freelance type. Talking about sex and... no, I'm joking, because actually it's by you, Henry.
It is by me, yeah.
And it's very, very good.
It's very filthy as well.
Yeah, that's what you want, yeah.
Anyway, that's it for today. Quick reminder that our feature presentation, The Guardian Film Show, launches this afternoon. That's Catherine, Zan and Peter B talking Steve Jobs, Tangerine and finally The Lady in the Van.
Peter B?
Peter Bradshaw.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to make it cool.
Pete B.
Pete B.
Yeah, okay.
Cheers for listening. See you tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.